Channel Radio. Channel Radio.
On the hour.
Great music and talk. Channel Radio.
With the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, June, whatever it is, 27th or something, isn't it? Or it 28th is. Or...
28th.
Blimey, I've lost track of everything at the moment, so there you go. Anyway, welcome to the Business Bunker show. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and I'm joined by the absolutely gorgeous Penny Williams. Hello, Penny, how are you?
I'm very good. Good afternoon, listener.
I haven't seen you for ages, Pen. What have you been up to?
I'm so busy at the moment with the Leeds Castle Classical Concert, 9th of July. Just, I need to sort the weather. Tickets still available if you want to come along. Kenwood Trust is another charity that I'm working for at the moment as well. So, and Litigram, who we're about to hear from, is launching a fantastic project at the County Show this year. So,
fantastic.
Lots going on.
So we're going to talk to Danny later on in the first part of the show, which will be fantastic, about Litigram. So how are things hanging in the old world of... the Leeds Castle Classical Concert. How's it coming? Because I've seen loads of things about the kind of people that are performing there this year and all kinds of things going on.
Well, we've got the definitive rap pack again from last year that were very popular, but they're bringing their full band and dancers this year. So it's going to be a bigger performance. And the P&O Choir are coming back.
Wow.
They were performing 2 years ago. They've been on tour, very successful, so they're coming back to Kent to perform.
Wow.
And the Royal Philharmonic and the Spitfire and the fireworks to end. So
nice one.
An amazing evening.
Cool. Hey, anyway, we want to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. I can't give you the phone number because we haven't got one yet. We're still waiting for it to be installed. We've got a phone, it's just got no number. So you can't call me this week, but you can from next week, which will be lovely.
So it's all about Twitter now.
So it's all about Twitter and email. So you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or you can tweet me at VanillaWeb using the hashtag BBunker. We've had 3,948,763 trillion emails and tweets already, and we will read some of those. And I'll tell you what, Pen, do you want to start off with an email?
I can indeed, yes. Firstly, just a few reminders from Kent Invicta Chamber. They're after hours networking, 6 till 7.30. One's coming up tonight, actually, at the Mercure Great Danes at Folkestone Business Hub. And then next week on the 5th, Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, Dartford, the Connington Hotel in Ashford on the 5th as well. And then the following week on the 12th, the Hythe Imperial Hythe. So something in your area probably. If you want to book, go to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk/events or email events@kentinvictorchamber.co.uk or call, because they have a phone,
right.
01233 503 838.
Sorry, I was just taking a slurp of my coffee
right.
When you finished there.
Do you want to keep going?
No, that's fine. That's brilliant. You can do some more in a minute. But I want to tell you about this. I bet you can have a guess. You can have a guess who sent me this email. Just have a guess, Pen. It's a networking lunch, and it's called Slope Off Friday.
Jules.
Okay. You name that tune in one. The famous Jill Serkin is back in the country.
Yeah, she educated me a few weeks ago about this Slope Off Friday.
Yeah, yeah. She went to Spain and we had a vote to not let her back in, I thought. I thought that's what that was about. And then she rocked up back in the country. How did that work? I thought we just voted to keep her out. Anyway, she's back from Spain and she's got Slope Off Friday, which is a business networking event. And it's taking place on July the 1st at 2 p.m. And it's at the Crescent Margate, and it's been hosted by Andrew Knott, who's the Federation of Small Business Membership Coordinator. You can find out about this by either tweeting Andrew at aknott20, that's AKNOTT20 on the Twitter, or Jules Serkin at Jules Serkin, that's SERKIN. There's a set menu, which is £15, all but a penny. Or you can call Andrew on 07747114627, but you won't remember that. So the easiest thing to do is to follow them on the Twitter, aknott20 or Jules Serkin on the Twitter, and find out some more about Slope Off Friday. Go for it.
Oh, right, yes. Create, July 28th at Fruitworks. in Canterbury, but the new location, 77 Stour Street. We've just released our tickets for Create. This one is going to be bigger and better than the previous, as we're in the new space, and that's a whopping 90 business to network with. For just £10, you get to see three awesome speakers. We've got David Shaw, Daniel Knowlton, and Amy McManus. So David is a Spurs fan and Sunday League football player, and is... his first topic is Disrupt or Be Disrupted, how business is changing as a result of technology and how you can keep up with this. Then Daniel Knowlton, a lover of skiing who also brews his own ale, is following up with his five steps to social media success. And Amy, an MOD certified marksman, whose first words were quack, quack, sharing quite a lot there, who will have a quacking presentation on how to create content for social media. I can't believe I just read that out. Of course, all drinks will be provided by our amazing gold sponsors, Smartphone Film School and Supply My Business. And a big thank you to our lead sponsor, Red Sprout, who are supplying the pizzas. We really love you guys and girls.
Fantastic.
If you've got any questions, just grab Fruitworks on Twitter, at FruitworkS.
No, FruitworksCO.
Yeah.
FruitworksCO is their Twitter handle, and their website address is fruitworks.co. So do check that out. We've had a bazillion tweets. I'm going to start off with one from Base, and their Twitter handle is Emery Outlook, E-M-E-R-Y, Emery Outlook. Vanilla Web, that's me. Could we have a Business Bunker shout-out for our open day on Saturday, the 2nd of July, at 42 the High Street, Sittingbourne, from 12 p.m. onwards? Of course you can. Do go along to the Base open day, Saturday, the 2nd of July, 42 the High Street, Sittingbourne, or follow them on the Twitter, Emery Outlook. I just want to say as well, we've put a blog up on the Kent Business Radio website under the blog pages, and it's a useful blog by Gene Gamester, and it's a blog on how to cope with conflict in the workplace, especially following the Brexit vote. So if you're all sitting around in your office arguing like mad, just like everybody
are falling out, aren't they?
It's gone bananas. Get a grip, folks. Everybody's shouting at everybody else as if it's going to make a blind bit of difference. You know, the result's in, it's done. You can, you know, I mean, some of the things are now beginning hilarious, isn't it? Because, of course, last night you got all the stuff about can we have a rerun of the game because we didn't win, and, you know, and Roy Hodgson has put himself forward as the next Prime Minister because he's really good at getting out of Europe, and all the you know, old
only
jokes.
Only England could get out of Europe twice
in one week. Yeah, and all the old jokes are coming out. But seriously, outside of that, there's also this issue of, you know, people falling out and being rude to each other, you know, and it's not right. I mean, it's not right abusing people that are guests in our country, and it's not right abusing each other because of the way we voted, and people are doing both, and it's got to stop. So we put a blog up that gives you some pointers how to handle that. So do have a look. It's called, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, you'll find it because it's the top blog on the blog pages on the Kent Business Radio website. So check it out. Stop arguing, folks. Let's get on with it now. Troy Smith has tweeted, could we get a shout out for our networking event, which is being held at Discovery Park's Magellan Suite on Thursday at 9 a.m. And I do believe Troy is from NatWest Bank. So give him a follow. It's Troy, T-R-O-Y, Smith, Biz, all one word, T-R-O-Y-S-M-I-T-H-B-I-Z. Give him a follow on the Twitter. Find out more about their networking event. That's at Discovery Park at Sandwich this Thursday at 9 a.m. Do check that out. And Sue Quigley, there's a lot of networking meetings going on at the moment, all of a sudden. Sue Quigley has tweeted, Business Bunker, our Fanet networking group meets on Tuesday the 5th of July, and you can meet like-minded people in business by going there. She has given me a link. Twitter have kindly shortened it so I can't read it. So the easiest thing to do is to follow Sue. And as far as I can tell, it's Sue underscore Quigley, Q-U-I-G-L-E-Y. Sue underscore Q-U-I-G-L-E-Y. Do check that out. And I've just had a nice, lovely thank you from the lovely people at Base saying thank you for the shout-out. No, that's an absolute pleasure. Do you want to go with another email?
Yeah, well, I've got North Kent B2B event at Buckmore Park in Chatham on Wednesday.
That's tomorrow.
It says... Yes, Wednesday the 29th of June. Are you there, Bob?
I am there. Yeah, we've got a pop-up radio station there. I've also been blagged into racing there against someone.
Nice.
Yeah, they don't stand a chance.
Anyway, if you want to join Paul and others, it's Unravelling the Mystery of Productivity. Whether you're a startup, micro or SME, every business has an opportunity to improve and to evolve. The workshop will highlight where potential exists in your organisation to optimise performance. Unravelling the Mystery of Productivity and the benefits of simple management system tools. An interactive, thought-provoking session to make you challenge the possibilities in your own business, which I would say at the moment is really well worth doing because there is going to be change, whether you're one side or the other on the referendum. It's going to mean change for every business and opportunities.
You're absolutely right. No matter what, there's change happening, no matter what happens from now on. I mean, you know, we live in fascinating times. You know, we haven't got a single mainstream party that's in any kind of shape to run anything. It's been interesting, though, to build a football analogy in this as well. Belgium have been without a prime minister or government for 11 months now because they can't pick one. And they're thriving. Everything's gone up. Everything's working really well. And they're playing well at the football. Do you know, that might be the way forward.
Is
to do away with the government altogether. Because it seems to work better. But, hey, that's just my theory. Yeah. Controversial? Me? No, surely not. So there you go. But, yeah, interesting. But you're absolutely right, Penn. Change is the only thing that is a constant at the moment. Yeah. For sure. There's a wood-fired cooking challenge taking place at the up-and-coming Kent County Show. Wood-burning stove company The Stove Hub are looking for Kent cooks to showcase their skills on their wood-fueled cooker-top stove at this year's Kent County Show. Owner Joe Alsop is arranging the event. We want Kent cooking talent to show us some natural, stripped-down cooking on a simple but beautiful wood-fired cooker stove. Visitors to the stand on the 8th, 9th and 10th of July will be treated to cooking demos, woody smells and delicious food straight from the hot plate. The lineup includes culinary potato wizard Hilary Steele, the queen of chips. That was my bit I added to that, by the way. And exquisite Indian restaurant Suku Suku. Amateur cooks can also have a go. Leading stove manufacturer Charmwood have pioneered the design incorporating a soapstone hot plate over a conventional burn chamber. Dave Knight of Charmwood explains the soapstone is similar to an Aga hot plate, which means it's great for stewing and slow cooking. But unlike an Aga, cooks can experience the delights of frying and barbecuing straight onto the stone. Its non-stick qualities make it perfect back to basics cooking. I'm liking the sound of that.
Well, it sounds more like Jules's.
It does, actually, yeah.
Would she not like to do that?
I think she's on somebody else who's doing it because there's a competition. There's a number of people doing this, as far as I know. So the Stove Hub sell and install wood-burning stoves from their showroom on King Street in Rochester. The company work with some of the highest quality manufacturers in the industry, including Charmwood, Jottle, Scan and Nestor Martin. They receive thousands of visits to their website each month from across the UK who come to read their numerous guides covering topics such as cost, quality, installation, smoke control and local wood and fuel suppliers. You can find out more about them by going to their shop at 86 King Street, Rochester. So do check that out. I'll tell you what, Penn, you can do one more email and then I think we'll play some tunage.
Okay. Well, this one's an interesting one. Rural Kent Retailer Awards. It's a charity organisation that recognises the important role village shops and post offices play in maintaining vibrant communities in rural Kent, which I think is something really worth getting behind. Not only in terms of villagers being able to purchase and supplies and access banking, but also not having to then travel outside of the village. This year in October, they're putting on an awards night to celebrate superb service, and they're looking for a sponsor. So if you're interested in supporting this, email Sharon Davis at info@kentruralretailers.co.uk.
Fantastic. Do you know what? I think we're going to have a bit of tunage now.
And then what are you going for? Are you linking it at all to the current political?
No, not really. No. I didn't choose any cheesy tunage, which I normally do.
You do?
No, because we haven't fully populated a database here, and most of my cheesy tunage tracks. That is not easy to say, you know, cheesy tunage tracks.
You've gone for a classic.
Yeah. Well, most of them haven't been put on the system by someone who kind of said, do you know what, we'll get him by not putting these cheesy rubbish on the system, so it's not there. But I did have a special request from the lovely Knees, who asked me to play this, so I guess we'll just go with this.
Okay.
second-hand unwind. If you look, you can look, and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
Channel Radio. Great music and talk. Plain sailing across the airwaves.
Get ready for a day filled with fun and excitement for all at the Caring for Connor Family Fun Day on Sunday 17th of July from 11am to 5pm with great food, refreshment, live music, non-stop entertainment and activities and lots of special guests including Twist and Pulse from Britain's Got Talent, a Michael Jackson tribute, Elite Dance Academy dancers, Tycho drummers, amazing heroes and more. Kids will love the bouncy castle, fierce paint and fun fair, and there's even a dog show and agility course for your family's best friend. Mark your calendar for Family Fun Day, Sunday 17th of July from 11am to 5pm at the outside play area at Jungle Gyms, Quex Park, Birchington, Kent. Admission is £1.50 per person or £5 for a family of five. Parking is free, but donations are always welcome. Join Connor's fight against Duchenne muscular dystrophy at Family Fun Day. All event proceeds benefit the Caring for Connor campaign. For more information, visit caring4connor.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 28th of June, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Penny Williams.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought I'd better do a bit of creeping because I know you do so much work. Yeah. But Cindy Lauper there for knees. There you go, knees. Basically, I think pen. What we'll do? Do you know what? I think I'm going to read an email.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to read this, and it's the it's from the lovely Siobhan Young, from Well Styled, and her and Amanda Flanders of Butterfly Events have been running since they appeared on the show some weeks ago. A constant Twitter barrage about my, I was going to say underwear, but that would be really, really not true. They've been talking about my shirts. Okay.
Mm. Well, you've got a very brightly coloured one on today.
Well, we when Siobhan, who is an image consultant, when she was on the show a few weeks ago, she was talking about wardrobes, and I just happened to mention that I'm the owner of 65 blue shirts.
No.
And she thought that was a little bit of an overkill. So each day now they check what shirt I'm wearing. So if you'd like to just give them a pricey of today's shirt, please.
It's very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of blue.
Yep. It's blue. I have blue shirts.
And flowerage. Yeah. With spattering of red and green.
Okay.
So yeah, very bright and summery and a bit Hawaiian.
Hawaiian, exactly. Bring on a pineapple. And a coconut with a straw.
So your old wardrobe is a bit like Simon Cowell. You've got the same...
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I just got this thing about blue shirts. I don't know what it is.
Well, you've done very well today, but there's still a lot of blue.
Thank you. Anyway, Siobhan. Siobhan has sent me this. Small businesses that are owned and managed by women are being offered the chance to attend a unique training course which will help them to dress to impress for business. It's called Kill the Cardigan Workshop. And Siobhan Young, style coach and personal stylist of wellstyled.co.uk, is launching an image and style workshop to help women in business to sharpen their business attire and to kill the cardigan. Go blue, I say. The intensive three-hour workshop will be held on Tuesday, the 19th of July at 10 a.m. at the Tunbridge Wells Spa Hotel in Mount Ephraim. The workshop costs £45 to attend. There's an early bird offer until the 1st of July. Siobhan said, while many local women have a head for business, many have not honed in on their professional style. She's talking to you, Jules. This workshop... this workshop...
You're brave when she's not here.
I know. I haven't seen her for ages. I'm going to get killed. She's going to have to save up all of these slights that I've done while she's away and really kill me.
Now.
Yeah. This workshop is set to show women how to dress like they mean business. And the first step will be kill the cardigan and replace it with a sharper choice. During the course, participants will learn how to align their business and brand values to create a complementary signature style. Participants will learn the tools and techniques to make a professional impact at networking, meetings and pitches through interactive and practical group work. Jenny Kitchen, who's the MD of Yo-Yo Design and Royal Tunbridge Wells Business Awards, a Young Business Person of the Year, said of the workshop, Siobhan is fantastic. A friend and I attended a workshop and loved it so much. We're putting on several workshops for my team at Yo-Yo. We loved it. Highly recommend the workshop to everyone. Lots of brilliant tips, met some lovely people and had loads of fun. So you can find out more about this by going to the website, which is www.wellstyled.co.uk/popular-image-style-workshop back July. Which is a bit of a mouthful, so I suggest you just go to the website and find it.
Yeah.
Or you can email Siobhan at Siobhan, that's S-I-O-B-H-A-N, obviously, Siobhan at wellstyled.co.uk. Kill the cardigan workshop.
Sounds
and
good.
And why not?
I have got a cardigan in my house.
I've got loads of cardigans. Guess what colour they are?
Blue.
Black.
No.
No, they're blue. You're right. We've had a tweet. Who have we had a tweet from, Pim? We've had a tweet from loads of people. We've had a tweet from the marketing assistant, the lovely Tabitha, the marketing assistant. Could we have a shout out, please, Vanilla Web? We're professional, flexible marketing services for Kent SMEs, and you can follow Tabitha on the Twitter at Tabitha is TMA. Tabitha is TMA is her Twitter handle. Oh, and I absolutely promised to do this tweet. Julia Keeley, Jules JK22. Could we have a shout out, please, Paul? A shout out for our tag social media photography, please. And the website is tag-socialmediaphotography.co.uk. That's tag-socialmediaphotography.co.uk. Tag is dedicated to the creation of unique, relevant and current image collections to ensure that your business is able to sustain an enticingly interactive social media presence. That is so needed. As a bit of a Twitter tart myself, as some of you may have noticed, I only send like 8,000 or 9,000 tweets a day.
What are you? I looked at the other day. You're on 66,000 tweets or something.
I know. I've been busy this week.
You have.
Yeah. You run out of things to attach to them, if you see what I mean, and you end up stealing stuff from all over the internet that people get a bit feisty about.
Do they?
Yeah, apparently. So, you know, having your own range of images can be quite useful. So I suggest that you give Julia a follow and find out more by going to her website. Once more, it's tag-socialmediaphotography.co.uk. Also, UK Directory app. Would love a shout out, please. That's James at UK Directory App. They make websites and phone apps. So do give both of those lovely people a follow. Do you know what we're going to do now? I think we're going to meet our first guest of the day. What do you reckon, Pen?
I think we should. He's got lots of exciting things to tell us.
Yeah, it's about time we had some common sense and some, you know, some civility and all kinds of stuff on this show.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Yeah, because you've been awful so far, to be fair. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the first time onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Danny Lucas. Danny is from Lettergram. Danny, welcome onto the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you, Paul.
Absolute pleasure to meet you. Why don't you kick off by telling the listener about Lettergram and what you are and what you do? And I know that you're actually quite well known, and we'll kind of talk about why that is in a moment. But just start off by telling us a little bit about what it is and then what inspired you to start it.
Well, Lettergram's an app that you can download for free on a smartphone for Apple or Android. And it allows you to take a picture of litter, tag it, it GPSes it exactly where it is. It notifies a local authority, if they're logged into our free portal, of exactly where the problem is so that they can deal with it and let you know when they've cleaned it up. And it's a new way of dealing with litter, which is a massive problem.
And it's all free?
Completely free.
Fantastic. So let me make sure I understand this concept. I know it's not a difficult concept, but I just want to make sure. So there's heaps of litter about the place, and we run out and take a photograph and upload it.
Yep.
And then what happens to that?
Basically, you can share it to Twitter initially, and it will automatically tag your local authority without you even having to type in their address.
Oh, right, okay.
So it knows where you are. It picks up the local council. Hmm. In the meantime, it goes to a mission control screen, call it that. There's this mission control at Lettergram where the local authorities can log in and they can action all of the incidents in their area. They get a map, they can deploy it to mobile devices out in the field, to the guys driving the trucks, and they can act on litter. They know where the problems are. It gives them all of the data.
Okay, cool. I want to talk about the inspiration for this and what you hope to achieve from it and all the rest of it and some of the other issues around it in a minute. But I just want to talk about litter for a moment.
Yeah.
And I guess this is a lot of the motivation for you.
Completely.
You, like me, are walking around going, who does that? Somebody fly tips every 12 seconds, apparently, which doesn't surprise me. I live in a fairly rural area, albeit that I live on a main road. Once upon a time, people used to fly tip in the country lanes. They don't even bother now. They just come down the A28 and chuck it out there. 70,000 animals are killed or injured by litter each year, apparently. Sorry, you might have guessed that somebody's sticking this in front of my face, and it isn't Danny.
It's true facts.
No, absolutely. I'm loving it. It makes me sound like I know what on earth I'm talking about as well.
That's it's brilliant. What I'm here for,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, make me sound good. Thanks, Penn. No, I appreciate it. No, but I'm actually with you on this because for some reason, I mean, when I was a kid, and I'm really old, so nobody will remember this, but back in the 60s or sometime years ago, we had a massive thing in the UK, which was, I'm back in Britain, which is a clear up litter campaign. And we all had pin badges and stuff like that.
That's right.
And it kind of worked for ages, and then it kind of faded away and everybody went on to something else. But increasingly, over the last couple of years, the amount of litter blowing around in the street, and to be fair, a lot of it also comes, you know, just general litter rather than just fly tipping. A lot of it actually comes, I'm going to have a bit of a go here because I'm never controversial, as you know. But, you know, people come and empty those stupid bins that the council give you, and half of it ends up on the floor anyway, or blows out of the back of the truck or whatever. After my bins have been emptied every Monday morning, there's a pile of litter in my garden. And you just think, well, this is horrible. And I was, last night, just before the football, actually, I went for a diet kebab, as you do. And on the way home, you know, you notice that people are already, you know, because they've had a few beers, they're chucking chilies at each other and stuff like that. And you think, oh, this is horrible. And I guess that could be where a lot of the animal-related stuff comes in, because they're kind of consuming stuff that no living thing should consume, apart from us, from the kebab van, of course.
I think takeaways and town centres and shopping centres and things like that, and obviously the roads as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great place to just chuck it out the window.
Absolutely. So, Danny, what inspired you to do this?
Well, I've always noticed how dirty it is in Britain. You go abroad and it's spotless. You see motorways pruned. You see signs as badges of honours in towns all over the place. Mm. And you come back here and it's knee-deep, every slip road, all of the carriageways. People throw litter out of their car windows. It's just unbelievable. And I thought, I'm going to do something about this. Mm. And I decided to look into it and found some frightening stats. 500% litter increase since the 60s.
Really?
The third most littered nation globally, Britain. 70,000 animals killed or injured each year. 80 million rats now in the UK. Wow. 20 million more than the population.
Blimey. That's scary, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. I don't know why it is as well. Why are we a nation of litterers? I mean, that's a rhetorical question. I don't expect anybody to actually answer it. But it is really frightening. And it's really strange how you say that as well about being overseas and looking at places. A few years ago, I was in Africa, and I was in a hire car, and I drove from Zimbabwe into Botswana. And when I crossed the border into Botswana, it was unbelievable. The roads were straight, flat, and clean, and tidy, and I drove for mile after mile after mile across the bush. There was nothing in sight ever. I didn't see any rubbish. I didn't see any fly tipping. I didn't see anything horrible. The roads were perfect. There were no potholes in the roads. And this is Botswana in the middle of nowhere. And if they can manage to do it and we're a first world country, what on earth is going on here?
Well, what I decided was that it was education. Mm. None of the kids are told anything at all about litter at school. I found that out from my own kids. Spoke to a lot of head teachers. So I created a two-minute animation that we sent to every primary school head teacher in the UK to show the children at assembly.
Right.
And all of a sudden, bang, you've got an awareness out there. Mm. Littergram allows you to identify litter, which creates a litter map. And all of a sudden, litter blindness, which is what I call it, disappears.
Right.
And people start to go, wow, it's everywhere. And we actually notice it. So it's actually an education thing.
You're absolutely spot on. When we come out of here, the first thing I guarantee we'll notice is the bits of pieces of rubbish floating around in the street and stuff like that. And the thing that bothers me is it's bad enough looking at dumped sofas and mattresses and, you know, real fly tipping. But it's the low-level stuff that I think that makes it worse. You know, just wrappers and tin cans and fag packets blowing up a street. I want to hear more from you, but I don't know if you remember a few years ago when Rudy Giuliano was mayor of New York. He instituted a thing called a zero tolerance policy, and basically nothing, no graffiti, no broken windows, no rubbish in the streets was allowed to be there for more than an hour. That made a huge difference, because although it was a massive overhead for the city to respond to each of those, very shortly, because places were clean, it inspired people to not do it. And if you want to see how that works, the easiest thing is to go to an empty building and throw a brick through a window and just wait and see how long it takes for everybody else to put the rest of the windows in. It will be less than an hour before everybody else joins in.
Attracts litter. It's an absolute fact. When you see an area that's clean, you don't add to it because it's already clean. It stands out to you, so you want to pick it up. It's totally true, that zero tolerance approach, and it's the low level litter. I mean, 33% of the litter out there is branded packaging that's thrown out of the windows of cars.
Yep.
We've all seen the names that are on it. Mm. I mean, it's costing us £1 billion a year to pick this up.
Wow. That's frightening, isn't it?
£1 billion a year.
That is really frightening.
Of taxpayers' money.
Exactly, yeah.
We just need to change our culture. I think that's what Danny's trying to do. It's not just sort it, but actually change culture and educate people, starting right at the school age.
So we've made it fun.
Right.
We've made it that it's an education tool for the kids, so it's fun, it's cool. I want to make hating litter cool. That's what this is about. Social media, slap it and share it.
Right.
And it's also about making it very easy for the councils to deal with through a very easy portal that they can use and apply right across their waste teams. And it creates synergy with the public.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you're doing. It's absolutely really important. I want to change tack slightly, and I've got two more themes that I'm going to talk to you about. First of all, though, from you personally, you've obviously seen this, it's annoyed you, and like all great entrepreneurs, business people and innovators, you've gone, you're not just walked home and gone, that's annoying, you've done something about it. But from a business or organisational point of view, how have you done that? How are you funding this? Or what's the scheme? Presumably, you're a not-for-profit, I'm assuming.
And it's a completely philanthropic project. Right, okay. That. It's free to the councils, it's free to the cities, and right. I've done it with no funding from anyone else.
Wow. So you fund it entirely out of your own pocket?
Completely out of my own pocket.
Wow. Yeah.
On the back of technology that I use in my industry. I work in construction. I run a business that's been going for spanning six decades.
Right.
I've worked in that company for 34 years.
Right.
I'm into technology. And I took that and thought, 40 million smartphones, that's a lot of people that can report litter to the local authorities.
Absolutely.
Let's get something moving here. And that's what inspired me to do it.
Fantastic. So, I mean, at the moment, obviously, as you said, you funded it entirely out of your own pocket. Do you have any kind of model to help you sustain this?
What we want to do, it's the first time ever, we've got a new campaign that's just about to launch called Love Kent, Hate Litter, with Kent County Council and all of the boroughs across the county. So for the whole of July, you'll see Powered by Littergram. We're going to get everybody on board. We're going to get the local authorities using the app to actually gather data. We've been asked by DEFRA to become a data gatherer for them for the new litter policy, which is amazing.
Right.
And we want to raise funds from the big brands. We want to get their attention and realise that they need to educate their customers and help us educate the kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely. And I totally get that. And I can see that this is something you're passionate about. It's gonna take over your life, isn't it, Danny? Really?
Well, I'm gonna need funding to take it to the next level. We you know, it's across the nation. If you go on Littergram's live map, you'll see that we're literally across the UK now being used.
Wow. Okay.
We've had 42 councils outside of Kent inquire. We've now got the first council in the UK officially partnered with us, which is Tunbridge and Malling, and the whole of Kent's coming on board with that in July.
Fantastic.
So this is going to be the new way to deal with litter in the UK.
Brilliant. Have you thought about how you're going to fund this? I mean, it sounds like a classic Kickstarter kind of project as one way of funding it.
Well, there's two sides to it. The Love Kent, Hate Litter campaign has been supported by a number of really good supporters in Kent that have helped us raise some money to fund that.
Mm.
The big plan is to raise big money from the large brands and support that in a big way so we can go national with this.
Okay. It would be remiss of me, talking about large brands, if we didn't mention the little contretemps that you are well known for just recently, where a certain Mr. Zuckerberg seemed to take exception to your app for some reason.
Quite an unbelievable story. We decided to register a trademark for Littergram back in December last year because we had the first council coming on board and we wanted to make sure we had a consistent brand across the UK. That prompted it to Facebook, who owned Instagram, and we got a letter saying, sorry, you can't use the word Instagram in your trademark. So, you can't use Gram in your trademark. So we wrote to their lawyers and said, can we come and show you what we're doing? You'll see that this is completely a great thing for education and for Britain. They loved it. Went back to California and we heard no more in March. And out of the blue, I received a letter in April from Facebook's lawyers saying, you've got till the 28th of April to drop the word Gram. You cannot use it at all in any way, shape, or form.
I wonder if the Weights and Measures people have been aware of this.
Well, it picked up so much attention, so I thought, well, this is crazy. I haven't got deep pockets here. I've put enough into this already, so I'm not going to go legal. So I made a personal appeal on YouTube to Mark Zuckerberg, which ended up going global. I was on CNN.
Right.
It was on The One Show, and it just went mad, and we got a lot of support. And I've got to say that, you know, in a way, it made Littergram quite famous.
Right.
Fortunately, we've heard nothing back.
Right.
Yet.
They're probably trying, at this very moment, they're probably trying to copyright the word litter.
It's madness, isn't it?
It's crazy.
And it was a real story of sort of the big boys trying to be,
What happens in a lot of those cases is that some corporate lawyer deep within the bowels of the organisation has to justify what they do. They see the word Gram attached to an app come across and they don't bother to investigate what it's about. Years and years ago, there was a similar famous case, a guy that I kind of vaguely knew as well, who was quite a well-known freelance software engineer, and his name was Mike. Mike Rose. Yeah. And he had a company called Mike Rose Software. And Microsoft actually sued him for misuse of the name.
Wow.
No.
Mike Rose
That's
Software.
Just...
Unbelievable.
I know. They lost, of course, because you're perfectly entitled to use your own name. They do win those cases sometimes because, of course, some people change their names deliberately to IBM Apple or something by Deepole, and that is quite clearly trying to pass yourself off as something that you're not. But this guy was born with the name Mike Rose, and he was perfectly entitled to use a company with his own name on it under UK law. US law, not quite so sure, but there you go. But it is, I think, and probably the act of making the YouTube video, Danny, probably woke someone up in the organisation and went, hold on a minute, is there really a need to do this? Yeah.
Well, the strange thing is we never actually got a formal response from them, but we've had messages through third parties that they've responded to that have said, you know, pretty much that they're not doing anything further. So we touch wood, hope.
Yeah.
That it's just going to go away and we're carrying on with the great right. thing that we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you should. And all power to you. So how do we get the app? That's what we want to know.
Go to the App Store, the iOS App Store or the Android App Store, and download Litogram. It's completely free and you're ready to go. You can instantly use it. It's very simple. Our strap line is snap it, share it, salt it.
Right.
Go to litogram.co.uk and you can see our educational film that's shareable. You've got all the information about Litogram, why we did it, how we did it, FAQs, tutorials, everything.
Fantastic.
There's an education partner program on there, and please follow us on our Twitter at Litogram.
Fantastic. Danny, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. We wish you much power with it. It's a fabulous thing you're doing. It's a very philanthropic thing you're doing as well, but you're doing it with passion, and it's something that we need to do. And I'd urge everybody out there to join in, download the app. And let's tidy the place up. Let's make it look, you know, decent.
Putting the great back into Britain is our strap line.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. We abuse things in this country, don't we? You know, in public facilities like public toilets, as soon as they open, somebody graffitis them. It's ridiculous. So, Danny, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Plunk Show. Been an absolute pleasure to meet you. We wish you enormous success with the Litogram app. I'm sure you will be successful, and we will be supporting you as best we can.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. I tell you what, Pen, wasn't that good? I'm really enthused by that.
It's fantastic.
I love it when people have passion to do something. And it's, you know, nothing happens without somebody putting some enthusiasm and passion behind it. We can all sit there and moan. And you know, our conversation earlier, we're in big whinge mode at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we've got to stop whinging and start getting on with it and adapting to where we are and making it happen.
But we've fallen into this society that thinks someone else is
going to do it.
Someone else is going to, you know, make your life easier. And actually, you've just got to get on and do it yourself.
And that's where the opportunities lie. We're going to talk in the second half to a young man that's also done that. You know, this is the place, if you want inspiration, the Business Bunker Show, to get off your flabby body and do something.
Download the app, Litogram.
Download the app, Litogram.
Love
That's
Kent,
the starting
hate
point.
Litter.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, Danny's done all the hard work for you. You've just got to join
Absolutely.
In and support him.
Absolutely. And launching at the Kent County Show, this campaign to really focus on Kent. So we are asking the Kent people to get behind this.
Absolutely. You can meet Danny and the team from Instagram on stand number 411 at the Kent County Show. And also, all you businesses out there, how about a bit of sponsorship?
Absolutely.
Do you fancy sponsoring Litogram? Yeah. That would be great, wouldn't it? Why don't we do that?
Let's clean up Kent.
Yeah, let's clean up
Get
Kent to start
Danny.
With. Yeah. So all you businesses out there listening at the moment, if any of you would like to get involved in this, drop me an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. I will put you in touch with Danny, and we will see if we can raise some sponsorship to help this man to continue to grow and do the fabulous job he's doing. So I expect to hear from you. You know who you are. I'll be coming after you. For some sponsorship. So fantastic. Thank you for that, Danny. I'll tell you what, Pen, do you want to read another email?
Yep, indeed. Next one is for a July EKWIB meeting, Network Evening Meal. The venue's at Faversham Creek Hotel, Faversham, Wednesday the 13th of July, 6 till 9:30. Cost is £23, and this is a welcome return to this hotel in Faversham. The Red Sails Restaurant for a summer evening meal, 6 p.m. arrival, 7 p.m. sit down. The menu is seasonal, so no need to pre-order. And we will make choices on the night, and you can choose from a set menu comprising of three starters, three mains, and three desserts. You can book by emailing Perry at perry@ammfs.co.uk.
Fantastic. I've just had a tweet, by the way, from the community show from Laura and Russell. What a fantastic interview with Danny on the Business Bunker. What a great idea. Let's get Kent tidy. Absolutely. Let's go for it, guys. Sponsorship, support, get your bags out. Let's start picking up litter and downloading the app. Let's
hashtag
go for it.
Love Kent.
Absolutely. Go for it. Hashtag love Kent, as Penny said. Mm-hmm. We've had dozens more tweets in nay, thousands, nay, millions, nay, trillions. Leslie from Escapes TD, that's Leslie_travel on a Twitter. She's saying, listen to the Business Bunker, it's a tough day on the beach today. Thank you for that. So do give them a follow. And UK_web services, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, we would love a shout out, please. CompleteWebsiteServices.co.uk. .co.uk. I think you've misspelt that. That's CompleteWebsiteServices.co.uk. What else have we got? Number four, furniture. Yes, please, Vanilla Web, could we have a shout out? Handcrafted, repurposed furniture. We see things differently. Do follow them on the Twitter. Number four furniture on the Twitter. Gemma from Orchard Employment Services, Gemma Fairhay, loving the Business Bunker show and listening to the chat from Instagram. Fantastic, thank you. Arga Gordon of ACG Translation. Hello, Arga. I haven't seen you for ages. Hope you will. Arga has a event in Canterbury, the Kent Business Tweet Up on Wednesday, the 6th of July. That's at the Miller's Arms from 10 a.m. And for those of you that don't know Canterbury, the Miller's Arms is right off of St Radigan's car park. So there's plenty of car parking. Park in the car park, into the pub, 10 a.m. You're off and running at the Kent Business Tweet Ups. And I've got I had a tweet here earlier and I can't find it. If you bear with me, I'll tell you what, Penn, do you want to, oh, here it is. Can I have a shout out, please, Paul? It's from Denise, Mrs. Denise Wilton on the Twitter, for my play on the 29th of June at the Brook Studio Theatre, Chatham. It's called White Lies and it's a comedy. Ha ha. She didn't say that, I didn't. I just added that as a sound effect. Don't you think that was good?
It's very good.
Yeah. So that's Mrs. Denise Wilton on the Denise. Sorry, I got told off for that. Denise Wilton on the Twitter. A shout out for her play on the 29th of June at Brook Studio Theatre in Chatham, White Lies. So do check that out. Or do you want to go with an email for the moment?
Yeah, of course. Apprenticeships.
That's not easy to say, is it? Not when you've not got your teeth in either, Penn. Huh?
Oh, dear. We know a lot of businesses have had great success with apprenticeships. Mm. And DWP and BIS have launched a new apprenticeship campaign called Get In, Go Far. The aim is to encourage people to see apprenticeships.
Sorry to interrupt that. That's my favourite thing at the moment. I was talking to someone.
Interrupting?
No. You know, I'm always interrupted. I was doing a talk, as I do with these things, and I was telling someone about that, and I couldn't help it. I was like, get in, go far. I was just saying, sorry.
Sorry, do I need to go
No,
back
sorry about that, Penn. I didn't mean to interrupt. Get in.
Get in.
Get in. Go with it.
Go far.
Yeah.
The aim is to encourage people to see apprenticeships as a route to a career and encourage more employers to offer apprenticeships. So to get your career started, you usually need a combination of experience and qualifications, but an apprenticeship gives you both by combining on-the-job training with study. With some apprenticeships, you can even get a degree. It usually takes between 1 to 4 years to complete one, and are available across a wide range of industries, and many high-quality, prestigious companies offer them. So if you want to know more, go to
www.getingofar.com.
.gov.uk/apprenticeships.
Fantastic. Thank you, Penn. Sorry to interrupt you.
No,
it's I'm childish. I've reached that age and stage in my life where I'm recreating my toddlership and things like that.
It
amuse
all adds
me
to the colour of the show, including your shirt.
Yeah, thank you. I had a tweet from Michael Parks, MPSL, on the Twitter. Exciting news, Paul. We are now licensed members of Arla UK. Emma Work 2 has been made a fellow. Oh, poor Emma. Oh, I see. Right. She's been made a fellow of the organisation. And Denise, a member. And they've hashtagged Property News. So that's Michael Parks, MPSL, are now licensed members of Arla UK. Congratulations to you both. That's Emma and Denise. What else we got? Kim Stevens of Caring Kent has just tweeted, do you know what? I love the Business Bunker. I love them more than jelly tots. Can't say fairer than that, really, can you? That is love of the highest order if you love us more than jelly tots.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. You can't say there's nothing more to be said, is there?
No.
Better than jelly tots. Hey, we can make that a strap line, surely. What else have we got here?
There's one on the B2B, actually, that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, go for
there's
it.
There's a tweet with the, apparently the marquee is up, and followed by a challenge, actually.
Okay.
We've, from Supply My Business, we've been out swimming to get fit for our B2B go-kart challenge tomorrow. Do you want to concede now, Vanilla Webb?
Right, well, I can tell you a bit more about that because I've got an email about that here. Get the fastest lap around Buckmore Park Circuit for free and you could win the B2B trophy. John Surtees, who we interviewed on this show a couple of weeks ago, world-famous legend, former and the only man in history to win world championships on 500cc motorcycles and Formula One cars. I met John 2 weeks ago and interviewed him, and what a fabulous gentleman he was and what a brilliant interview he gave for us. He will be opening tomorrow's event. The new appointments group, the lovely employment consultants based over there in Sittingbourne, are actually sponsoring the kart challenge. And apparently there's a bit of to-ing and fro-ing between Martin White of Supply My Business and me in some kind of headline race, which he doesn't stand a remote chance of ever
well,
winning.
He's out there training, so...
My problem is I don't even fit in the car. and when I'm in the car, I ain't going to go anywhere because I'm far too heavy these days. I am actually banned from Buckmore Park, to be honest.
What did you do?
Cheated. Very quickly,
can't believe that.
As no one's listening, I can tell you this story. Many years ago, before John Surtees owns the track now, but many years ago, before John owned the track, and it was in a bit of a state, and in order to attract people there, they had prize races where you could win £100 for the fastest lap. You may or may not know, I used to own a Formula 3 motor race team, and because we were strapped for money, we all piled over there and entered it and kept winning, obviously, because we were British champions at the time, until they found out it was us, and then they banned us, which was a bit sad, really, wasn't it? But we needed the money, Nettie. We needed the money. You know what it's like. Yeah, we needed new tyres and things. Anyway, I don't think I'll beat Martin tomorrow somehow, but I'll give it a go. But it's going to be fun. Anyway, it's a business event at Buckmore Park at Chatham from 10 a.m. tomorrow. It's free to attend. There's go-karting sessions, there's business sessions, there's workshops, there's all kinds of things happening, so do get along. I've had a tweet from Tenterton Twilight, and they say, can we have a shout-out, please? I'm going to be listening on the podcast later, as my feet won't be touching the ground today, and she's got hashtag beautifully clean Kent. So she's on the same thing. Yeah, so that's Tenterton Twilight.
They're love Kent, hate litter, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, they haven't heard this
hashtag.
Yet. Yeah, they
love
haven't heard
Kent.
This yet. They will do it. They're lovely. Tenterton Twilight also have another Twitter handle, which is Tenterton Toilets.
Right.
And they tweet from the public toilets in Tenterton, because the folks at Tenterton Twilight actually keep the toilets clean as well.
Oh, okay.
That's
makes
why.
Sense now.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Ancorians Football Club, the community football club over there in Gillingham, who say that they're listening to the Business Bunker show. And could we say that there's a free futsal session? And if you'd like to know more about it, contact Lee. And you can do that by his Twitter handle, which is Lee, L-E-I-G-H-J-W. Lee J-W on the Twitter, if you want to know more about futsal sessions. Ancorians run dozens and dozens of teams for all kinds of people, boys and girls, men and women, disabled teams, special needs teams, and they've even started a veterans team, which I'm thinking of playing in, would you believe? So there you go. I think you've done the Red Sails Faversham one, have you not, Pen? The new Sunday Brunch Club. Liquid lunch
yes.
option. Oops, yep. I've just done it again. So that's Red Sails in Faversham. Fruit Bowl Media. Can we have a shout out for our web design agency in Canterbury, designing beautiful, responsive websites? Yeah, of course you can. I'll tell you what. We might as well go while we're going Fruit Loop. Fruit Works. Shout out for our new expanded co-working space in Canterbury, please, Vanilla Web. The Orange Wing is now open.
The Orange Wing?
The Orange Wing.
What other colours have you got?
Green Wing.
Blue?
No, I've got a green wing. No, actually, it is blue.
Is it?
There is some blue offices in the orange wing. There is. Jamie was busy painting when I went there yesterday, and they were painting part of it blue. But it's known as the orange wing because when you walk through the door, there's a big splash of orange on one of the walls when you walk through. And you've been to the original Fruit Works, which was green. So we have the green wing and the orange wing, which is lovely, isn't it? Oh, 1606 gin. Please, may we have a shout-out, please? We're 1606 Gin. We're a local small-batch gin made in Tunbridge Wells with Tunbridge Wells spring water.
Didn't know they made gin in Tunbridge Wells.
Didn't know they made gin in Tunbridge Wells. Didn't know they made it with spring water.
No.
There you go. You can follow them on the Twitter and find out all about it. The 1606 Gin. The 1606 Gin. That's interesting, isn't it? Nice one. We're Gravity Ideas, a young startup in South Africa. South Africa's first and largest behavioural change agency. We specialise in applying the latest insights from the behavioural sciences and social psychology to some of business and society's biggest problems. We recently won the grand prize at Nudge Stocks, the Nudge Awards, the world's premier behavioural science awards that took place in Folkestone in the UK, for our pro bono work with the Big Issue South Africa. Our intervention, or nudge as they've been known in the field, aimed to combat apathy and boost the sales of these micro entrepreneurs, some of Cape Town's most vulnerable people. Please give us a follow on the Twitter at Gravity Ideas. All one word, Gravity Ideas. So do check that out. I'll tell you what, Penn, I think we'll go with one more email and then we'll have our mid-show break. What do you reckon?
Yep.
Does that sound like a plan?
It sounds like a plan, Paul. Networking annual summer barbecue on Wednesday the 6th of July at Canterbury Cathedral Lodge, the precincts, Canterbury, 12 till 2. Join other Kent businesses for our annual networking summer barbecue located within the beautiful and inspirational grounds of Canterbury Cathedral Lodge on the 6th of July. You can enjoy a delicious two-course barbecue with soft drink on arrival whilst making new contacts, generating business leads and sharing ideas and experiences with like-minded people. Due to the venue's capacity, spaces are limited, so please book early. Go to kentinvictachamber.co.uk. Prices for the tickets are members £20 and non-members £25.
Fantastic. Great stuff. I'm going to do one more tweet and then we're going to go to the mid-show break. Crescent Turner, Sunday the 17th of July, 3 p.m. with barbecue and band, 3 music, Lazy Sunday Jazz. Do follow them and find out about the barbecue on Sunday the 17th of July. That's my baby's 21st birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't look old enough.
I know. Happy birthday, Sue, on your 21st. He's going to be in Morocco, actually. His party's next Sunday. But anyway, so Crescent Turner, Sunday the 17th of July at 3 p.m. Do check that out. But for the moment, I think we're going to play some tunage and we'll be back with you right after this.
Moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously.
So do we make-